The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, February 4th, 2018 is from the letter of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds." Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, New International Version, February 4th, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. James 2:14. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as truly our Lord benefits us and should also benefit others. If someone claims to have faith in Jesus, but a faith in Jesus that does not benefit others, he does not have true faith, and his faith does not benefit anyone. True faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and true love for God and others go together as two sides of a coin. It is impossible to have a physical coin with only one side. Likewise, it is impossible to have true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ without true love for God and others. One faith that cannot save you is faith that does not love God and others, and does not seek to obey God and serve others in the name and power of our Lord Jesus Christ. James 2:15. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. True faith in Jesus as Lord results in love toward all the saints, that is, all Christians. Saints are those the Lord Jesus Christ has set apart to do His work. Works of faith express our love for God and others, and our desire to truly follow Jesus Christ as our Lord. Whenever true Christians see a brother or sister in Christ who needs clothing or food or has other needs, Jesus has a plan for His followers to meet their needs. In faith, His followers will seek to follow His plans to benefit others and lead others to faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. James 2:16. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? A person who says he is a Christian, but is not truly a Christian or follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, might say to a needy person, "Just believe in Jesus and you will be all right. Jesus will meet all of your needs," and then do nothing to help the person in need. James showed how unreasonable it is to say to a needy brother or sister, "Keep warm and eat your fill," when they have no clothes or food. A true faith in Jesus Christ will lead a true Christian to respond reasonably in love. A reasonable response in love might also include the Apostle Paul's statement to someone who appears to need help. "We gave you this command, anyone unwilling to work should not eat." 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Paul's command might also apply to the person who says he has faith in Jesus Christ, but will not do good works for others with faith in Jesus Christ. James 2:17. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. One definition of faith is mere intellectual belief, and this definition seems similar to the definition of faith that James is using. For example, most people have faith as an intellectual belief that the earth is round, but most people do not live daily with this belief as part of their consciousness and make conscious decisions daily based on this fact. Before getting out of bed in the morning, few people say, "I must remember that my bed is on the round earth. I must do everything today in the right way because the earth is round, especially when I get ready for breakfast and go to work and do my job today." In some sense, the intellectual belief that the earth is round is a dead faith for most people. They do not think about it. For part of the day, when astronauts are in space, they sometimes make decisions based on the fact that the earth is round. So their faith is not merely intellectual or a dead faith. They and others do works of navigation based on their faith and the observation that the earth is round. Likewise, Christians make decisions and live daily with the conscious commitment that Jesus is their Lord, and they want to do His will that day. This type of faith is not by itself or dead. James 2:18. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." Mere intellectual belief, without ever making choices and taking actions based on that belief, does nothing to help anyone or show anyone anything about that belief. Intellectual belief without good choices and helpful actions based on true faith in Jesus will do harm by sins of commission or sins of omission. True faith in Jesus will include intellectual belief that corresponds to reality, to what is, to sound biblical doctrine. For example, that God exists, that God created people in His image, that God is love and light, that God sent His only begotten Son into the world. Our choices and works reveal our intellectual beliefs and our true commitments. Consistently wrong choices can indicate a wrong intellectual belief or misplaced trust, no matter how much someone says they are a Christian. Doing good works in Jesus' name will show others our faith. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that, and shudder. God is one. That is reality. That fact is true. That is the way God is, as one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When a person's faith regarding the true God is merely an intellectual belief, the truth will have no effect on the person's daily choices and behavior. Demons know that God is one, and there is only one God. They know Jesus is the Son of God, and because of their choices and actions, in spite of that knowledge, they shudder at the thought, but they do not repent. Some, with a faith that is mere intellectual belief, have far less faith than demons, and they should shudder and repent. James 2:20. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Some have been taught and have thought that all they needed to do was express some mere intellectual belief in some facts about Jesus to be right with God forever. But their faith has never shown by their actions that Jesus is Lord of their lives. James would have called a person who believed this senseless, without reason, and common sense. Their faith is barren and does not produce the fruits or gifts of the Holy Spirit. James 2:21. Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? When people make choices and take actions consistent with the revealed will of God in the Bible, the Word of God written, they are justified in their actions and right with God in their choices. God revealed to Abraham that He wanted him to offer Isaac on an altar. God's request and Abraham's decision to obey God showed his faith in God, and God saved Isaac from death. Because Abraham believed in the true God, he believed God and did what God told him to do. Therefore, James said, Abraham was justified by works. His works showed he had the right kind of faith in God as his Lord, a Lord to be obeyed and not just believed to exist. A God one should believe and act accordingly, not just believe in. James 2:22. You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. Faith that is merely intellectual belief in God's existence is dead. Such a limited faith is without life and inactive. True faith in Jesus Christ as Lord over all existence and Lord over your own life will produce works that flow from love for God and others. When true faith achieves God's purpose in daily activity and reasonable choices, that faith is brought to completion by works. James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Abraham believed God means more than he intellectually concluded that God exists. Abraham believed, and that led him to obey God. Therefore, Abraham remained right with God. Abraham did not use his belief in the existence of God as an excuse to do whatever he pleased without regard to the consequences in relation to God. Through faith, Abraham so cherished his relationship with God that he was the friend of God. True faith in Jesus Christ always leads to a mutual friendship with Jesus Christ. James 2:24. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. Works of love flow from God's love that he has poured into the hearts of all who believe in him. Through faith in Jesus Christ and love for God and others, Christians see what good works need to be done to help others and achieve God's purposes. Those without clothing and food will receive clothing and food from those who respond in faith when God shows them how best to serve those in need, often on a case-by-case basis. When Christians take the actions God asks them to take, they remain right with God and in a right relationship with God. They do things for God because they consider God their friend. James 2:25. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? Works without love, works that only obey the law with the hope of earning credit and rewards from God, works that are efforts to do more good deeds than bad deeds so you can go to heaven, are not the works James commended or commanded. The Holy Spirit inspired James to understand that Rahab had come to believe in and believe the true God. Therefore, she wanted to obey and serve God, no matter what the danger might be for her. She had come to love God and his people. Therefore, when God inspired her or told her to save the messengers, she acted in faith and saved them. God had forgiven her for her sins because of her faith in him. And by her obedience from love, she remained right with God, even though she had not yet been taught the law of Moses. She was saved by her faith, a faith that led her to do God's saving work. James 2:26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. For a human body to remain alive, it must remain indwelt by a human spirit, the spirit that goes to its place when the body dies. True Christian faith includes a right belief, right doctrine, belief that the Bible is true as the true Word of God written. But this remains a dead faith if it is not accompanied by following Jesus and obeying God day by day because we love God, his Word that dwelt among us, and his Word written, and others. Questions for discussion and thinking further. What type of love should true faith in Jesus Christ inspire within true believers? 2. According to James, what unreasonable or senseless response does the person who says he has faith but has no works give to the hungry person who has no food? 3. If someone's faith is nothing more than intellectual belief, how might that make a difference in the way they live? Can you think of some examples? 4. Hebrews 11 describes faith. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. What did this assurance and conviction of some of those listed in Hebrews 11 lead them to do? 5. How is faith brought to completion by works? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Faith and action must work together. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. Consider the many meanings of believe. Believing, believe in, faith, trust, and action. Some believe the truth about God. For example, there is one God. James wrote that people and demons can believe the same truths about God, but demons shudder when thinking about them. James insisted that believing the truth about God should make a difference in people's behavior. Believing God's judgment about their future, demons shudder. Believing what God has said about people's possible future leads some people to repent of their sins. Some who claim to believe in God never take the time to learn the facts about God or God's will. Those who remain unbelieving refuse to repent. The first step in saving faith is believing the Bible is true. Demons know the Bible is true, but instead of repenting, they try to distort the truths in the Bible to make unbelievers. In addition to believing God's word is true, the next steps in saving faith involve trust, entrusting our lives and future to God, and then taking action by obeying the commands of Jesus recorded in the Bible. Consider James' example. Abraham believed God's promise about his son. I will establish my covenant with Isaac as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. Genesis 17:19. Later, when God commanded Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, Abraham trusted God's promise that Isaac would have descendants. Then, he took action and obeyed God. Abraham trusted God would do as he promised, and God did. God saved Abraham's son. Therefore, James concluded, you see that Abraham's faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. James chapter 2, verse 22. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.